From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish forces claim a victory in the fight against the Islamic State in Syria. The White House has hailed Kurdish forces in northern Syria, who now have claimed full control of a border town believed to be an entry point from Turkey for Islamic State fighters and their supplies. Bolstered by U.S.-led airstrikes, the anti-IS militia reportedly raised flags over Tal Abyad on Tuesday. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
And I think this is another illustration of the recipe for success that's been documented in other places, including recently in Tikrit over in Iraq. And it is an indication that when our coalition can back capable, effective local fighters on the ground, that we can make important progress against ISIL.
Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency says the recent fighting in northern Syria has sent thousands of civilians across the border seeking safety in Turkey. The UN Tuesday denied media reports Sudanese troops held South African peacekeepers in Darfur captive, so Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, attending an African Union summit in Johannesburg, could leave the country without being arrested on charges of crimes against humanity. Farhan Haq is a UN spokesman.
What we've been told is that South Africa currently has 802 members of an infantry battalion deployed in Kutum, Malha, and Melit team sites in North Darfur. We can confirm that the mission's South African troops were not held hostage or under any threat, as was reported in the media.
Mr. Bashir left South Africa Monday unhindered, returning to Sudan after a South African court said he should have been detained and arrested on charges stemming from two indictments handed down by the International Criminal Court in The Hague. This is VOA News. Russia's President Vladimir Putin says more than 40 new intercontinental ballistic missiles will be added to the country's nuclear arsenal this year. Addressing the opening of the Russian Defense Ministry's Army 2015 International Expo near Moscow Tuesday, Mr. Putin said the new missiles will be able to overcome any, even the most technologically advanced, anti-missile defense systems. Jens Stoltenberg is the NATO Secretary General.
I think the statements we have heard today from President Putin is just confirming the pattern and the behavior of Russia over quite a period of time. And we have seen that Russia is investing more in their defense in general, but in nuclear capabilities in particular.
The Russian leader's comments came amid heightened tensions between Russian and NATO countries over the conflict in Ukraine. And follow Western reports, the U.S. is planning to permanently station heavy American weaponry and troops in Eastern Europe and the Baltic states. European interior ministers failed to reach agreement Tuesday on plans to deal with the growing Mediterranean migrant crisis. The EU is trying to come up with an equitable burden-sharing plan in handling the thousands of migrants from Africa and the Middle East escaping poverty, war, and persecution. Francois Crépeau is the special rapporteur on human rights for migrants.
People who come across the Mediterranean are survival migrants, whether they are refugees from Syria, Eritrea, or whether they are from sub-Saharan Africa and they are being termed economic migrants. In both cases, they are survival migrants. They try to escape their dire circumstances, and they will come, no matter what.
Some 100,000 have entered Europe so far this year. More than 200,000 did so last year. Some 1,800 have perished so far this year, making the dangerous journey the makeshift boats on the Mediterranean. The International Organization for Migration says the remains of 30 more migrants who died trying to cross the Sahara in Niger have been found. The victims appear to have perished months ago in Dirkou, northeast of Agadez, a major launching point for migrants, for Africans trying to reach the Mediterranean and passage to Europe. Sunday, the IOM said the bodies of 18 African migrants from all over the continent were discovered after their vehicle ran out of fuel in Niger. Al-Qaeda Tuesday said Nasser al-Wuhayshi, deputy chief and a leader of its potent Yemen branch, was killed in a U.S. drone strike last week. In a video statement, the group said Friday's strike in the southeastern port city of Mukalla killed Wuhayshi and two others. It named Qasem al-Raimi as the new leader of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.